Our Father, by whose creative power we have our being, by whose sacrificial love we have our redemption, and in whose wise purposes we have hope of life eternal, may thy Spirit in us turn our minds toward thy greatness. Then our minds shall be filled with wonder. May thy Spirit open our hearts to thy grace. Then our hearts will be filled with thanksgiving. May thy Spirit fill our wills with a desire to serve. Then shall we go forth with joy into our lives, go forth with singing upon our lips, and go forth as true disciples and ministers of our Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is good to give thanks. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound.
For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy words. I will triumph in the works of thy hands.
O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
They shall bring forth fruit in old age. For what am I thankful? Some 2,000 years ago, Seneca said, we can be grateful to a friend for a few acres or a little money, and yet for the freedom and command of the whole earth, for the great benefits of our being, of life, health, and reason, we look upon ourselves as under no obligation. I have often expressed the cliche, every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day. The fact that I find it so difficult to implement this idea makes it even more imperative that on such a day as this, and in such a season as we are about to celebrate, I think very seriously about what I am thankful. So join me now in a time of silent meditation and in prayer that God may help us identify clearly that which He would have us be especially thankful for in this season. To whom am I thankful? Is it enough to generalize my thanks by only praising God without expressing gratitude to the countless women and men about me through whom God is providing for me, who gave me birth, who taught me to use my mind, who cares when I'm ill, who protects me from danger and harm, Albert Einstein once said, a great man, unless he recognizes the chain of other men behind him who have made his greatness possible, is not really a great man. Join me now in meditation and silent prayer that God may help us know with definiteness those to whom He would have us express special thanks in this season. How am I thankful? What will my thankfulness cause me to do? Is it enough for me to say or to sing my feelings of thanksgiving? Must I not be thankful by being obedient? Must I not be thankful by serving? By reconciling? Isaac Watts, in his great hymn, provides a model. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. Join me in praying that God will help us to know new and more significant ways whereby we can be truly thankful in this season. Now let us read in unison Psalm 116, selection 27 in our hymnal, and with the psalmist affirm our desire to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving in this Thanksgiving season, as together we read, I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord. now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. O God, thou hast given us so much. Humbly we make yet further request of thee. Dismiss us, we pray, better able to be competent and with clarity to be thankful to thee. For our prayer is in the name of thy Son, our Savior and our Lord. Thank you.